This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run, 7:48 on a Wednesday, October 27. But like I said this morning, we are asking about this multi-billion ringgit project in Sabah that was scrapped by the Pakatan Harapan administration in 2018. Though its revival by the PN-led government was only recently revealed in Parliament. And this was on the back of DAP's Kota Kinabalu MP, Chan Fong Hin. He was the first to highlight the issue after learning that the project was back on track following a written parliamentary answer from Finance Minister Dato' Sri Tunku Zafro Abdul Aziz.
I think this goes to show why Parliament is so important. But just to give you some background on this information, 4 billion ringgit project initiated in 2016 under the BN administration involved laying about 662 kilometres of gas pipeline from Sabah's oil and gas terminal in Kimanis on the state's west coast to the east coast districts of Sandakan and Tawau. But related to this was also another 5.4 billion ringgit project called the Multi Product Pipeline Project, which was to connect petrochemical projects in Malacca and Negeri Sembilan to Kedah. Now, following the change of government in Putrajaya in May 2018, then Finance Minister Lim Guan Eng cancelled the project after finding out that some 88% of the project value had been paid out, despite only 13% of the work completed. So the big question here is, why are these projects continuing? And what are the concerns that should be addressed if the project has been revived?
So for some insights, we have on the line with us Dr. Mohamad Mohan, President of Transparency International Malaysia. Good morning, Dr. Mohan. Thanks for joining us again. Now, what are the main concerns that you have regarding the reinstatement of the Trans-Sabah Gas Pipeline Project and the possible continuation of the multi-product pipeline projects?
Okay, thank you and good morning. Thank you for having me in your program. As you have already mentioned, the biggest issue is concern is the Trans-Sabah gas pipeline that was worth $4 billion ringgit, and when the PH government came, they found that 13% of the work was completed and 88% was paid. Now this is totally ridiculous. I mean, those who are familiar in project management will know that payments are only done based on work progress, not based on timeline. And I think about 8 billion ringgit is to be recovered and so on. So when the PH government stopped the project due to financial reasons, and also to the plan was to recover the money that was overpaid. The question we or concern that we have is, first of all, what has happened and the recovery that has not been explained. We all know that the project was stopped. But what about the recovery? Were the government having any difficulties in recovering this money? Or what is the reason that you want to revive the project? So that is the first answer. There is no clear explanation from the government. There is no transparency on that part. Even if they have difficulty recovering the money, they should actually explain this to the public so that we know what is happening. That's number one. And the other very disturbing thing is without the a lawmaker from Kota Kinabalu exposing this and informing the public that the project has been revived, we wouldn't know. And this approach of doing things not in a transparent way also worries us. What is the intention of the government to revive this quietly? And it was done in February this year. So these are our concerns. And first, as I said, how are you going to recover back the overpayment? And second thing, even if you revive, how is this going to be done? Was there a cost-benefit analysis done? And were there any changes to this whole pipeline system or things like that? So there is a total lack of transparency and accountability here, which is what we are very concerned. And this is not the first time. We have repeated this many, many times. So this is our concern.
Now, you really raised a lot of issues here, multitude of issues here. Now, you have also proposed something called this Integrity Pact. It's overarching thing to help the government in terms of its communication and management of mega projects. Can you briefly describe what this is and how your earlier assertions will be reconciling with your Integrity Pact?
Sure. The Integrity Pact is actually a model developed by Transparency International in Europe, and it's quite widely used in some of the European Union countries. And we had actually approached the Ministry of Finance early last year, and asking the Ministry of Finance to initiate, together with civil society, to have this integrity pact. Now, the definition of integrity pact, if you look at the various agencies' websites and or the MACC, you will find the integrity pact is there. But their approach to integrity pact is different from the model that we are talking about. Ours is talking about mega projects. When you have mega projects, you have an independent oversight for this project. So one is the procurement authority of the particular agency, and then you have the contractors who are actually going to, who have won the bid and doing the job. Now here there's a third component, which is the oversight body, which is coming from civil societies, who will have engineers, architects, and things like that. And they will actually have an oversight from the process of design and tendering and awarding of the job, and even you can extend until the project is completed. So we have made these recommendations. Of course, there's going to cost money for the government, but our argument is that the savings that you're going to make from the wastages or from delay of the projects will far outweigh what you pay for these experts who come and have an independent oversight. So the example that I give, like for this Trans Sabah gas pipeline, is a big $4 billion project. And that is why the government should go ahead and push for this integrity pact. Even on a pilot basis, they should start off and see how it works so that this kind of wastages can be cut down. We have too many cases year after year. We see in the Auditor General's report, reported this. And it's all the time we are discussing about this, but where is the action plan? Where is the solution? So that is the thing that we are pushing for, which I hope the government will take it serious.
So Dr. Mohan, can this be reconciled with the government's intention to have this Fiscal Responsibility Act? Would it be similar in nature in terms of what you're suggesting with the Integrity Pact?
You see, the Integrity Pact is something new for the government. We understand. The one that their understanding of Integrity Pact is getting these vendors or contractors who win these projects to sign Integrity Pledge, basically to say that I will not bribe anyone, I will not take bribes, I will not offer bribes, and if it happens, my contract will be terminated and so on. Mm-hmm. But we are talking beyond that. We are talking from the point where we award the job, until it's completed, there is an independent oversight. And of course, we expect resistance. It is not something that we expect this to be pushed through, especially some of the current agencies or authorities, they will object because they don't want someone maybe to look at them, what they are doing and so on. But we believe that if the government is really serious and committed to reforms, then this is one of the things that they should push forward. The Integrity Pact.
I mean, I think you hit a very important point because we go into Budget 2022. So what do you want to see in Budget 2022 with respect to the governance in how we collect revenue and also spend?
Okay. The one thing that I like to touch is this one of the first time that post the MOU that was signed between the Pakatan Harapan government and the government. And one of the things that has come out of this is the involvement of the opposition in making recommendations for the budget. And there is a provision of $45 billion proposed by the opposition for the COVID-19 fund and also for additional healthcare fund for Sabah Sarawak and many more others. Now, this is all nice, but you know, the most important thing is the monitoring of it and hardware reporting. Now, one of the good things that is recommended by the opposition is to have a reporting on ESG, environmental, social, and governance on compliance and so on. Now, this is something that I hope the government will take it very seriously and make sure that everything that has been planned and as it progresses, there is a proper reporting and in a transparent way, so that we know if there is anything has gone wrong, red flags are raised. Another thing I just want to touch on is the audit, internal audit. Every agencies have have their own internal audit team and so on. It is really mind-boggling that every time when the Auditor General's report comes out, we see the same issues are being repeated. This time is in one agency, the next time is in another agency. Mm. You know, so the question has been asked many times is what is the internal audit within the various agencies and ministries are doing? What are they doing? They should be raising red flags. So coming back to your point on this budget, this is the first time the opposition is involved. And yeah. We hope there is proper monitoring. So that's what I really hope. The execution must be done well.
Okay, thank you for your time. That was Dr. Muhammad Mohan, President of Transparency International Malaysia, giving us some very valid points in terms of how the government should be spending money. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.